Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack, Adam Crowley. He is here as well. So much going on. Check us out. Watch us live. 937thefan.com. You could see us. So we're there. You click on Watch Live link at the top, and oddly enough, bang, you can watch us live. With that, I say good morning to Chris. How is everything?
It's great. How you doing?
I am good. I'm doing well. All over the place today, doing a bunch of computer work, trying to figure something out for the holidays. Like, not this holiday, the Christmas holiday.
Yeah, oh, wow, you're getting ahead of the game, dude.
I'm that person.
I wish I were that person. I'm not. I'm terrible at it. I'll look up come third week of December and go, I guess I should get presents for people.
Like, I am, we're going, my son and I are going away next week, and I already have... Although I'm waiting on an email confirmation for something, this event that I got invited to.
Okay.
But other than that, I have every single detail to the hour planned out pretty much.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm that planner kind of person. And then I just go into things with a template. And if it changes a little, I'm good. But I have a template and an idea and an itinerary.
But you can remain flexible.
Yes, but okay. I like to. I am also, get this. My friend Dave White and I joke about this all the time. He is 60. I won't give away his age. He is in his 60s. Dave is. We joke that we're the last two, because I'm really like a 60-year-old person, even though I'm only 45. And his kids get on him all the time for this. We are the last two remaining people who use manila folders like this for everything.
I got some manila folders.
But my kids will go on, like, we'll go on a trip, and we will have four manila folders on the kitchen island with each our names on them. And
really?
Say, oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm that person.
That's some...
This is yours. And they will have four of the exact same things in them.
And you print out and type out, like, an itinerary.
Yes.
Or you said your wife does it.
Well, we work in together. She will just have hers.
Yeah.
That's the master one that no one else sees.
Wow.
Man. And then I will have that stuff that she's not even involved, like for camp, for like day camp when I'm picking them up. I will print them out for the week and have their names on it and say, here is what time I'm picking you up. Here's what you're doing for lunch each day.
Wow.
This is, yes, I'm
that's
that.
That's impressive.
I'm manila folder guy.
Do you still write things down? Because I had to do this yesterday. We got a bunch of stuff going on, and it's near the end of the month, so I like to update the wall calendar.
Right.
We get a free one from the school district every year. It goes September through August of the following year. So I like to write everything down on the wall calendar. Like, hey, you got to practice at this time. Hey, you got a doctor's appointment at this time. And it all goes up on the wall calendar that hangs around the corner from the fridge in the kitchen. Do you still do that? Do you still write everything down on a common physical, like, material calendar?
My wife does that, and she... does it on somewhere between the 27th and the final day of the month for the next month. And July is already up all the way till the end of July. July's went up alongside June's. You have to flip it.
Yeah.
But I flipped it and looked. July's,
everything was there already.
Everything is there. And it starts tomorrow, I guess. Yes.
But that's a big deal.
I waste the time doing all that. And then we have like a shared Google calendar too. My wife and I to keep things straight.
COZI.
It's an app.
I can't look at my, this is old probably, but I can't look at my phone calendar that way.
No.
Because you have to click on the date and it tells you in the small writing this, that. I need it on my fridge. I need it in the special pen writing. I need it color coded. My wife and I do this. We do a couple months at a time. And then I know where I stand. I can't do it in my phone. I need to be able to look and see it all at once. My mind doesn't work the other way.
You need to be able to have it with you. Like, something happened at work the other day. Somebody asked me if I was available for something on a certain day and time. And I had to look. I don't have my home calendar in front of me, right? It's at home. It's where it is. It's around the corner from the fridge, on the wall in the kitchen. And so I have to have it in my phone so I can look and say, oh yeah, July 15th at such and such time, I can be at this place.
You know what I do? I text my wife.
Oh, wow.
Hey, baby, what do we got going on July 15th?
You really know how to heat it up, Crowley.
And she says you're going to hit home runs in this softball game. I say, you're right about that.
Gotcha. All right, so there's that. Crowley, why did you type on, as we were going back and forth about what to talk about on the show today, that you're having problems with GPS?
Oh, for God's sakes. I need GPS.
Yeah?
Because yesterday I'm looking for a doctor's office in Shadyside, and there's the hospital proper,
and then there's the medical building.
Medical building.
Yeah.
In the medical building, the way that you get to the parking spot, you go over a little tiny bridge, and it's hidden, like, behind trees.
Over the busway.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I'm an idiot.
Uh-huh.
It's very frustrating to me that my GPS keeps taking me to the hospital proper, but if I didn't have GPS in my life, I would never know how to get to anything.
800 feet apart.
I know, but I stopped and I parked at the hospital, got out, walk in. They had to validate my parking. Then I had to leave, drive to the other place.
I was stopped at that intersection not long ago, like last week. They let you know you got to wear a mask in there, too.
They sure do.
There is a sign, a gigantic, is that sign still there right when you walk in?
Oh, yeah.
It says, and it's not like, please wear a mask or masks required. There is a sign in about 9,000 font that says, do not enter this facility without a mask.
Yes.
It is gigantic.
They're trying to discourage you from coming in at all.
Right.
But with a mask.
Yeah, right there. I mean, it is gigantic.
That intersection, I love that little parklet there. Like, right.
Oh, Shadyside's great.
And when the Shady Dog guy is out, there is nothing better on a beautiful spring summer day when it's nice out than getting a Shady Dog and just sitting in that park and just people watching while you have a hot dog and like a pop. That's the best lunch in the world.
They don't want to tell. The last thing people in Shadyside want to do, though, is sit in that park and tell each other how much they're paying for rent if you're renting in Shadyside.
No,
you
don't do that.
Because the old person is still paying like $1,200 a month. Then someone who moved next door to them is paying $4,900 a month.
There's six people sharing an apartment, all paying $1,200 apiece. Yeah.
Right. It's wild. It's like somebody sitting next to each other on an airplane, whether you booked on Expedia or how long you booked to go. The rents are so across the board. And then if you've had a house for a long time and you're a little old lady, you may have bought that house for $200,000 in 1958. And then if you just bought one or it's listed, it's $1.7 million for a row house.
Right.
It's wild, the real estate, in the way that it is in Shadyside.
But I love that part because you walk across the street and bang, you're in Bloomfield, right? And there is, in my opinion...
Well, you got to go through Friendship first.
Yeah, you got to kind of wiggle around, yeah. But, I mean, if you just go straight down Liberty, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to go past Silkies and all that.
Yeah. So there is no neighborhood in the city of Pittsburgh proper that I enjoy just walking through on a nice day than, like, that intersection of Shadyside, Bloomfield, Friendship, even back towards Garfield now.
Where Ritter's and stuff is. They put these gigantic, this has been a while though, those gigantic apartments right there on the other side of Ritter's, between Ritter's and where the car dealership was.
Yeah.
And they are, I can't figure out if I like them or I don't, right on the end of Liberty there. They are just these gigantic, I think there are two of them, two big buildings. Just enormous apartment buildings. But Ritter's is like holding on there, right on the back side of them.
Ritter's
like,
isn't going anywhere.
You're right. Like, we hold down the neighborhood. We're old school. So did you find the place you were going to?
Yeah, it said on my app, show up to your appointment at 9:45. I am notoriously early for everything. Matt Cole, by the way, a little late yesterday, getting in here, almost screwed me on that front. But so I show up to the doctor's appointment at 9:40 at the wrong place. I didn't get to the right place until 10:07. So I'm 22 minutes late for this.
Which means you're 15 minutes early by doctor time.
And that's exactly what happened. But the whole time I'm stressing because I need to be places early. And I felt like I was so flipping late getting in there. I'm sweaty. I'm apologizing. I'm swearing on my drive because, oh, this stupid thing took me to the wrong place. And the doctor, even though she got terrible bedside manner, what she said to me was, did you find the place okay? I said, no, I went to the wrong place. And she said, GPS takes people to the hospital when you plug in our address every time.
So you said, well, then I'm not the first one, right?
I think that's why they want us there. They put 9:45 for 10 o'clock appointment because they know we're going to get lost.
Can I tell you, though, about doctors?
Yeah.
The one thing I don't like, my doctor's great. I don't even know if she's my primary care physician anymore because of the office. Like, I haven't been to the doctors. And every time I go, they're like, okay, height, weight's good. Everything's good. It just continue to make sure. I get this migraine medicine. They have to re-up the thing. I have proactive migraine medicine. So I used to get migraines. I don't get them
migraines
anymore as
suck,
much.
Yeah.
They're awful. But anyway, the one thing that bothered me about the office is they would like close for lunch or I would have an off day and I would say, what time are you open? And they said, we're open from 8 until 4. I would say, can I have the 8 o'clock appointment? Yes.
Yeah, because that's the only one that's going to be on time.
It would be 8:26 and I still wouldn't be seen. How does that happen? That is furious. That is one thing about my dentist. I got to give it to my man, Dr. Bonnity. If you got... I have the most incredible dentist in the world in so much as this. Dr. Bonnity, Route 8, Hampton, my man. If he says, and you're going to laugh, but I always make my dentist appointment for 2:30, like the old
dad
joke. So I remember it. 2:28, I'm in the chair.
That's nice. Big time.
Hey, I never get backed up. Not one time has Dr. Bonnity backed me up. And it's everybody. It is the biggest upset since Appalachian State beat Michigan that it's on time at the dentist every time.
I've never had a dentist appointment on time.
That's what everybody says.
Doctors, nope, never happen. You know what? Congratulations, Colin.
My doctor is never on time, ever. And she is great. It's the office people that don't know what they're doing. My dentist, I talk to people and they are like, can you call him and get me in there? I go, no, I don't want to give away. Well, I just gave his name. But I don't want to give away. I don't want too many people going there because then I might not be on time
anymore. It's like giving away a secret. It's like giving away a place where you know to park on the north side.
Yeah, it is incredible the horror stories I hear about dentist office. Like my appointment was at, 1 o'clock. What time? 1:40. I'm still sitting in the lobby. Nope, Dr. Bonnity, 2:30. What time's your dentist appointment? What's a dentist's favorite time?
2:30.
Yeah. At 2:30, I'm in.
It bothers me because people have anxiety about the dentist too. People don't like the dentist.
Right.
And so you're sitting out there for an extra 25 minutes, really ruining the fact that you have to be there. And now you're waiting.
I've had so much dental work done, Crowley, that I am just... literally and figuratively numb to it at this point. I've fallen asleep in the midst of root canals.
Can't
at this
do
point.
It.
Yeah.
Oh, my dad. Oh, I got to go Wednesday. I always do it on the off week.
I was supposed to go today, but
the dentist?
I have a new job here.
Oh, so yeah. Yep. Guess what time my appointment
so
is Wednesday?
2:30.
It is. I believe it is. Yes. I've got to look at the little slip. Now I don't get a little slip anymore. They shoot me a text from Dr. Bonnity's office.
They type say, C to confirm.
Correct. Type C to confirm. Type P to cancel.
GTFOH to be removed from our mailing list.
Right. Send nudes if you never want us to contact you again.
You see the dude that got in trouble for airdropping a pic of his junk to everyone on a plane?
Should he have gotten in trouble?
Yes.
Should he, though?
Yes.
I don't know if that's the case.
That's just bad at technology.
And did you
There's
see what he looked like?
There's little kids on a plane.
He looked like Vic.
Mike Vick?
No, Vick, our guy, our tech guy.
I do not want to see that.
Right.
LeBeau pick.
No, you don't. I mean, there's little kids trying to watch Paw Patrol on an iPad. Yeah. Their parents trying to get through a 2-hour flight. I think it was like Detroit to Denver or something like that. And some dudes sending junk pics. I mean, come on.
That's why I don't have junk pics on my phone, because I know they'd wind up someplace I don't want them to wind
up. Speaking of Vic, real quick, you know, our tech guy. We come in here. He is great. He fixes everything. He's been like the tech. He has been a guy that runs soundboards and everything all over the world for all these musicians all the time. He dropped this nonchalant. It wasn't a humble brag, because Vic doesn't, he's not up on stuff like that. He dropped this one on me yesterday. It's because we had this event here at work, and I love talking to Vic. I love, Vic Pascarelli's his name. And I love talking to him, because he'll just drop things on you real nonchalant. And again, it's not a brag. I said, you work in any music or anything? He's, I might pick up a job here and there, figure it out. I said, what's the last thing you work? Well, you know, I went down to, I guess it was Star Lake or wherever. Uh-huh. You know, I haven't been down. I've been doing some stuff or whatever. I worked one show. I know Brad pretty well. I said, Brad, you know, Brad called me, wanted me to work his soundboard. Yeah. I said, well, wait a minute. You mean Brad Paisley? He said, well, yeah, I started doing his stuff. He was like 12, first time I worked his soundboard. He said, I'm sitting back there. It's me, him, and his dad. You know, we're just talking right by the T-shirt guy. And I was talking to his kids. You know, they're running around. And he's like, Vic, I'm really glad you could make it. Man, I've known you for a long time. And it's like the last guy in the world down the street that you would think Brad Paisley's friends with.
He's a big deal, this Vic.
He is a gigantic deal. He is the Swami of sound. He is the guy. He is the Buddha of noise. Like, if you need a soundboard run and you have a, like, the Pittsburgh Symphony or a one-man acoustic somebody, he can make it all, whatever you need, he makes it sound the best.
Get him a microphone, a paper clip, some duct tape, and a speaker, he'll make it work.
And he'll make it sound incredible. He's like, yeah, Brad and I, we're sitting there.
Very nice man, I
found. The best. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The best.
He fixed your computer at 5 in the morning yesterday.
That he did.
That he did. So anyway, yeah, he did drop that on me. He said, yeah, you know, Brad, he's great. He called and wanted me to come out there. And I'm just sitting there. I said, what do you do? I said, is he just a regular guy? Oh, yeah. He just called my cell phone and said, can you come out and work my board?
We need to ask Vic to get Paisley on the show.
I know.
We do need to have Paisley on the show. But,
you know, I'm
on it.
I met him at the Final Four.
Seems like a totally cool dude.
In Indianapolis when West Virginia played in it. And he was a big West Virginia guy. Not a big guy, though.
No.
Stunningly.
Like Tom Cruise-sized.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Couldn't be nicer.
I like when people are small.
He makes you feel better. Big. Yeah.
There you go. In that vein, we will talk to Jeff Hathorn, who's big, much bigger than you, right, Crowley?
Literally and figuratively.
I always say Jeff Hathorn could be related to Rick Neuheisel. If Jeff,
yes.
If Jeff Hathorn and Rick Neuheisel,
if they did, if they each did 23andMe,
yes.
They would come back as cousins yes. or potential half brothers.
You think that's a good
that's
call?
That's an unbelievable
Rick
call.
Rick Neuheisel and Jeff Hathorn. They're
is
from
Jeff
the same.
Jeff bad at catching, coaching football.
Yes. Not only was Katie bad, she was a girl. Was it Neuheisel who said that about the female kicker?
I think it was.
Not only was she bad, she was
I
a girl.
About that.
Was that Neuheisel? That was an awful line. I couldn't believe
it. Way to get yourself canceled, Rick.
Yes. Man. Anyway, Steeler talk to start off, and something with Joe Starkey. You may want to take cover if you're dealing with him. We talk about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.